From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In our mailbox today, listeners were divided about our story yesterday on Tax Day Tea Parties. The protests across the country rallied against many things about the government. The piece suggested that the demonstrators were encouraged by the right-leaning media. Well, Carl Ott of Tampa disagrees. NPR is dead wrong about the driving force behind the Tea Parties around the nation, he writes. The parties were initiated by citizens, not Fox News or even talk radio. If those gathering at the Tea Parties were protesting wars in Iraq or Afghanistan, NPR's coverage would have a much different tone, and there would have been more coverage.
Josh Smith of Tacoma, Washington, says the protesters got it wrong. After the Tea Party protesters returned home yesterday, I hope they listened to your coverage on Sudan's struggle to take a census and Somalia's struggle with piracy. Suddenly, the evils of a big government don't look so bad when those small governments are examined.
Our story on Susan Boyle, the middle-aged surprise singing star of Britain's Got Talent, had people like Hope Barone of Denver wondering, is it really news that an unattractive woman can sing well, she writes. It's sad that the judges and audience assumed that Ms. Boyle would fail at singing simply because she doesn't meet society's standards for beauty. Shame on you for treating it as news that a single woman in her late 40s with a cat has talent.
On another of our musical moments yesterday, Robert's story on Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale, which is Britain's most played song in public, launched many here down memory lane. And Flip Brown of Burlington, Vermont writes, I loved the piece. However, to do an extended riff on the song without mentioning that it's inspired by a riff from Johann Sebastian Bach is, pardon the obvious pun, beyond the pale.
Brown continues, this piece made me sit in my driveway until it was finished. I heard Procol Harum play this song under the stars with a sand dune in the background at the Saugatuck, Michigan Pop Festival in 1969. It remains one of my fondest memories of what we now call classic rock.
Please send us your comments. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.
And let's take a moment here, Melissa, to tell everybody that when we next are in contact from you and you're next on the program, mm-hmm. You're going to be in China.
That's right. We're going back to Sichuan to do stories leading up to the one-year anniversary of the earthquake there. We were both in Sichuan for that earthquake last May 12th. And listeners will remember that we were working on stories mm-hmm. for this program. We ended up, Robert, being the only Western reporters who were there at the time.
And what are you going to be doing there?
Going back to the earthquake zone with producer Andrea Hsu. We're going to be seeing what's happened with reconstruction of villages, with the relocation of villages that were wiped out mm-hmm. by the earthquake, those villages that we saw, and also to check in on some of the people whom we met a year ago to see how their lives have changed.
Well, we'll be hearing you on here on the program, but also
yes,
online as well at npr.org.
Our blog Chengdu Diary is up and running, and those broadcasts will be running on the program on starting Monday, May 4th, here on All Things Considered.
Look forward to it.